Is this one gonna have a video?
No.
Ah, we gotta do another. No, no.
You can get it off of the. Like, I drop it to the. Daggum.
Universe. But then I have to get it from my computer.
You can do that on your phone. Just sign into your email from your phone screenshot it. We're living in 2025, pal.
Dana DeVay said, "You know anything about iPads?" I said, "I know what
like
they are."
Like iPhone.
he did have quite the conundrum. I didn't know how to solve it.
What was it?
He was trying to open up this document, and then he couldn't. He could open it, but he couldn't edit it. And I think that he needs to download Excel.
Is it a PDF?
It wasn't a PDF. It was an Excel document, and he could open it up. But anyways, I think
Dad and Chris always have stuff like that where it's like, we're live, by the way.
I would assume Chris was kind of a tech-savvy kind of guy.
Chris does red lines on houses pretty quick, and they're pretty good.
Oh, really?
What type of stuff?
Wonder why he has you draw them.
Well, he would redline them, and I would just draw what he didn't know soft plan, but he could have learned it in 3 days, probably. I just like to, like, boast because
he redlines it. He redlines it on the computer or up with the pen?
He's like, do this, just similar to what Dad would do to a house.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're both tight ends of the industry.
Not only tight ends, but they're also quarterbacks.
Yeah. What position would Dad be on the football field, and what position would Chris be on the football field? Both offense. Don't do defense.
You mean
minus the quarterback. I don't want any leaders.
Any beef.
I think Dad's tight end.
Dad seems like a tight end.
Dad's big beef.
Chris is probably a wide receiver.
Because I would put you tight end.
Yeah, yeah.
But nah. Chris and me are the same, and I wouldn't put myself at wide receiver.
Well, if you can't put yourself a quarterback, you're certainly not a running back.
Yeah. It's the only we're running place. Out of places. Put me on the old line. But yeah, so what did we watch?
Nefarious.
Nefarious. What did you hear? How'd you hear about this movie?
Ethan told me it was good, and I think Mona told me, yeah, that is good.
Mona watches a lot of movies?
I don't think so. She watched The Journey. She was over.
35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lib douche rating.
Okay, well, then let's do our rating. All right. So this would be a 3.5 by our scale, what Rotten Tomatoes said this was. Right?
Oh, so they were 35?
35%, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's do ours. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
7.5. Okay. I was battling between a 4 and a 2.
I rated it the exact same as I rated the last movie we watched. Because I was battling between
the 2. I was thinking about that too. J.D. Vance movie?
Yeah, you like this less?
I was captivated by this movie for the first 30 minutes. And I think I liked the actor who played the psychopath. I think he did that very well.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I think he did it very well. Almost concerningly well.
Yeah.
Check out that guy.
Yeah, what else is that guy in? I recognized him.
Did you really?
That guy was the only one I recognize. I'll have to find out. It was good. It was about a guy on death row, and he was possessed by a demon.
Was he?
Clearly.
Okay. So
it wasn't like
this isn't some M. Night Shyamalan.
No. He was clearly possessed.
I would have said yes, too.
Did you finish the movie?
No. Yeah.
Okay. The other guy gets possessed at the end.
Yeah.
Almost blows his brains out.
So there was no Shyamalan.
But how did that guy not become an instant Christian when he was like, God, help me? And then it was like, click, click, click.
What do you mean? Well, he goes on the interview after that situation.
And he was like, I'm not a believer. And Glenn Beck is like, you will be.
Yeah, how dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, you should be. Those are the signs people ask for,
yeah.
But just on steroids.
You should be kissing God's feet,
oh,
dude.
Yeah, you should
be like, please don't
knees.
Let that guy come back into me. I mean, he murders people, and then...
That's what they say in prison. That's what they pray in prison. Yeah. Please do not let that guy
go. Goodness.
But yeah, well, this was a movie about prison, so honestly, it fits on all fronts.
Yeah.
Proud of that joke. But yeah, I really didn't... I knew he was possessed. I thought he was possessed.
I think it was like an Angel Studios production.
Oh, is that like a...
They made
you do it, Brock? Come on, Brock!
No, that's even lower end.
Yeah, that's like Luke's favorite people that make movies. Luke's like, guess who
I met? Look up Brock. You're in the end zone.
Look up Brock. That's a great scene.
That's a good movie.
I would watch that like...
Kick it now!
Since I've watched that movie, I probably only watched that movie like one or two times.
That's Facing the Giants, by the way.
That's Facing the Giants?
That's what the name of that movie is.
Huh. I've only seen it probably like one or two times, but I've seen the Brock clip about 10 times.
Oh, really?
Whenever I need a little pick-me-up. I'm Brock.
Yeah.
Brock Rob.
I also like at the end, when it, that's made by like some church. Like a literal church.
How far do you think you could bear crawl with somebody on your back?
Is the coach on his back in that scene?
No, it's a kid. Let's say the kid's about 130 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there is a kid. Lanky. How about that kid that's just along for the ride the whole time? Yeah. Yeah. So I could probably do 100 yards.
What if the kid on top gave up? No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
In your state right now,
how heavy
you're
is
a
he?
Mess.
But I'm a unit still.
What about me on your back?
You're going to have to lose a few.
20.
If you hit the gym first as well.
Oh, then I'll just be all muscle.
Well,
that's
maybe you hit the
fat.
Yoga program. Back when
oh,
you did
I've been
the yoga.
About doing that again.
But, man.
Oh, man, I could.
You
I
must
could.
Have eaten good at the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you work out, you eat good, or what's the point of working out?
It also makes it much easier.
You're like, oh, yeah, I don't really want to drink today.
If I drink, then my workout's going to suck.
Or it's like, oh, I just worked out. Why would I drink? It would be a waste of a workout.
How many pounds were you at that time?
135, probably.
135?
I think that was like the lowest.
Bro,
I
signed me up for 200 like, yards. I'll turn around.
That was
what
the guy was on Brock's back, and he was 60 pounds heavier than you.
Yeah, fat.
Look up, Brock.
He was a lineman.
Yeah, but you don't
I'm
have the willpower that Brock had.
With you on my back talking shit the whole time, I'd just be like,
what a pussy. Yeah, I would thrive. What do you think? You make it? You're done.
Angel Studios, they make a... We already did one movie from them. When the guy...
Oh, the sex trafficking movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They also make the...
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah. Yeah. They also do The Chosen, or at least did the first part of it.
What's the... Oh.
Still haven't watched?
Yeah. Haven't watched.
You're missing out. Sean Patrick...
It's that beast.
Oh, it's like one of my favorite
Would
shows of all
time. Would
you
say, like, listen, like, sometimes this happens with, like, shows I've watched, or, like, animes, maybe? Like, listen, if you don't want to read, just watch...
Instead of the Bible?
Yeah. Just watch season one of Chosen.
Well, one of the good things about it, and maybe one of the risky things about making a Bible show, is there's, like, stuff added into it, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But not like they have to create
Couple
characters.
Of names.
You know, like, it doesn't talk about his disciples' lives and what's going on, so they make up a bunch of that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I'm sure
great.
They might have even done
Dude.
That.
Yeah, they might have. That's the point. It doesn't take away from the word.
No blasphemy.
No blasphemy.
Okay, cool.
I'm telling you.
I'll love it.
You'll love it.
What will I love it equal to of shows you know I've seen?
Nothing, because it's
That's not fair.
It's its own thing.
You gotta pick one. I mean, you could rate it. If I'm gonna watch season one, maybe you don't rate it, but...
Easy 8.5, probably higher.
Season one?
I've seen all the seasons now, and next season might be the last one.
What's Jesus up to?
I don't know what's gonna happen next, but there's building up to a big event.
Crucify.
The last scene is him going into town on the donkey. So
huh?
You don't know the Bible?
Not that well, I guess.
Right before he goes to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, everyone treats him like a king.
He was going into town on a donkey.
Yeah.
Oof.
What did you think?
You said he was going
into town,
to town
on
a donkey. Just sounded weird in my head. I'm corrupt.
You need a cleanse. You need to go to church.
You said he was going to town on a donkey. And there was no commas or no spaces in between them. And I didn't think Jesus was going to town on a donkey.
You thought someone was.
Somebody was going to town on a
One
donkey.
One of those Romans.
Yeah. Freaks.
And then, I mean, it's just, it's, but there's nothing like it. Like, it's its own thing.
Isn't the show with, like, Obama, the devil that looks
that's
like Obama?
That's the movie, The Passion of the Christ.
No.
Yes.
The Passion of the Christ is where the devil looks somewhat like Obama?
I'm pretty sure.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
There was another show.
I think they showed the devil.
Called The Bible. They do.
I think it was The Bible. I think you're right there.
Maybe it was The Bible. Also good. This is better.
Yeah.
Because I think of all the added stuff, it makes it to where you really like these guys.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Matthew is kind of like autistic.
What?
Like.
Good with numbers?
Oh. I mean, he was a tax collector. That's why that part's true. Matthew is a tax collector. And he's like, in the show, he's like.
Mad genius?
Yeah, he's mad genius, but he also is like a little. He just is a little bit awkward.
He's like, guys, I got this crazy idea where we have towers that connect everything to electricity, and then we would all have our personal Wi-Fi inside of the house.
It's not like that. You'll have to just watch the show.
Yeah.
He's like just awkward around people.
Matthew?
Yeah.
Classic Matthew.
But his...
I know an autistic Matthew.
Which one?
Matty Aches. Oh. He's not autistic. He's just got severe ADD.
Yeah. You should watch it.
We're going to Hudson's wedding. I'm going to tell you now so everybody knows I got to take off of work Thursday and Friday coming up pretty soon. Hope that's okay with you.
Where's he getting married?
Like Alabama or something.
Wow. So far.
How far do you think the wedding destination is? How far? See, now I'm saying it like this, like Caitlin asked me earlier.
5 hours.
Six.
Wow. I tried to tone it back.
Bump it up. I thought it would be about
three.
I would have thought three max. And
dude,
then
I've
he said
to go
6 hours, and I was like, you're kidding me.
I've been to weddings in Washington, California, Texas, the Bahamas.
Well, you just have asshole friends. Because I went to a wedding in Colorado, and I swore never to go to a destination wedding again.
Is Alabama a destination wedding?
It's close enough, but I will. I never swore. I lied about that part. But, I mean, I was shocked about, and I said, like, oh, I'll, I was like, hey, I'm going to have this new truck by then. I'm going to have sweet.
What happened with that?
JT doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Had mom go out there. They were like, so we filled out all this stuff. It took like 40 minutes. And then they were like, all right, well, we're going to talk to these people. Then we're going to talk to these people. And then we're going to get back to you. And then we should be good to go.
Okay.
So the next time they talk to us.
You have a truck.
Yeah. Nice. So I was like, hey, man, I got all this sweet leg room. I'm ready for a 3-hour drive. Like,
not anymore.
Let's go. And Hudson said six, and I said, shit, I'm going to fly there.
Are you?
No, because then everybody else would have to fly there.
Who's riding with?
Probably Matt and Cleveland,
good
and then
luck.
Maybe one other person. Blast the music. He's got some good speaker systems in there.
Oh, he's driving?
No, I'm driving. Cleve was like, hey, man, if 6 hours is too long for you, I can, like, drive for a little bit if you're cool with that. And I was like, bro, you drive a Subaru? Now you're going to try and get in an F-150? No, sir. Now you can't handle this gas.
Ugh. You know how I said...
I thought it'd be a good time to press it, but I got to walk over there.
You know how I said if I could do anything, it'd be impressions?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been working on one.
Okay, who is it?
All right, this
let
is...
me guess.
No, I gotta tell you.
What?
You gotta know.
No, because
it's
that bad?
No, it's good, but it's like a situation. All right, this is Jason Statham after stepping in dog poo. All right.
Oi.
I saw that.
You didn't see that.
I saw, like, the dude who plays Dr. Phil do that shit.
It was funny.
Yeah, I like that. And he even at least sounded a little bit like Jason.
That was perfect.
Oi.
No.
Oi.
You do.
Oi. Oi.
Oi.
That's pretty good.
That's more Statham. Give me another one.
That was the only one I've worked on. It was the only clip I saw that I could copy.
Give me another person. I'll copy it perfectly.
Christopher Walken.
There's too much.
That's Dr. Phil. Oh,
yeah. That's not Dr. Phil. I'm walking it.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
I'm Christopher Walken here. I feel like I did it better during the intro. I'm walking here.
Man, I really wish you hadn't seen that video of Jason Statham. I saw it, I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Twitter. Twitter X. That's good. I think renaming it X was a huge mistake. Because even having Twitter, you have Twitter and then you have tweets. And tweets are all of the tweets.
And now you just have X and X's post.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe you had to clean house.
Yeah, it was a slap in the old face.
You think that's what it was? What do you think he picked X?
He also named his son X, so he just loves the letter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got like 13 kids and they all have crazy names, I feel like.
Yeah, he's got another girl pregnant too.
Yeah. We think we talked about that.
We didn't.
How does he find the time?
I don't know. I mean, he's
running
insane.
Tesla, SpaceX, Doge, and is still getting hella ass.
And he tweets all the time.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting a little tired of the tweets.
Of whose?
I think most of them are funny. Elon's.
Does he tweet a lot?
Oh,
I mean, like,
gosh.
Do you read his tweets?
Yeah. That's the only platform right now that I have.
Wow, that used to be the only one you didn't have.
Well, I want to be. All I listen to is practically Fox News on social media because all I'm getting is like political stuff. I'll scroll through.
Yeah.
But I'm just so locked in.
Did anything happen with the Epstein stuff today?
They dropped those binders to like random people, and like they're gonna drop them at like
everywhere. Random people.
That's stupid. They were like influencers or something.
Mike's pretty far away.
You think?
I feel like it's far.
Right on the...
Yeah, maybe.
Normally,
you're okay.
You're just hearing me exhale on this. Especially when I sit over there and we have a guest, I'm always like, oh man.
What's that little symbol? It just went bing, and then there's a little yellow hazard sign.
You're frozen. Well, cool. You can just use that picture.
Dude. I'll probably find one from the big laughs we had after my Jason Statham.
You can hear yourself in the...
Oh, perfectly clear.
Big laughs.
He ruined it, man.
You're terrible.
If I steal someone's joke, just let it happen.
I just don't want us to be fake news media like the rest of these people sending out media to the public.
It was we normally are...
Okay, well, I did that on the pod with Jack, and you did not call me out.
You're welcome. What was it?
It was like, there's all these people in the car, and then all of a sudden the transgenders get in there. And
oh, yeah. You straight from Chappelle.
Yeah. And I apologize.
Thank you.
But at least make the impression good.
It was good.
You all got something to say?
That's okay.
Listen.
Oh, I saw someone doing a Jason Statham, and it was so funny. He was like, I'm just a beekeeper.
That's his, like, new movie, right?
All it is like...
That was pretty good, by the way.
Yeah. It was this guy, and he was just like...
Obama.
Too scared.
My fellow Americans.
That's pretty good. My.
There you go. I feel like that's from like Always Sunny. You know, when they're all stuck on like the like cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. And he does this one lady. I didn't know her name, so I looked it up.
What are you going to take all that from the DA?
Yeah, and you look it up and it's perfect.
Crushed it.
For the DA!
What are you doing for the DA? Always Sunny, I haven't really like kept up. I feel like I'm like two or three.
I'm like, dude, behind. They pop them out too. I think I'm like five seasons behind.
I think I'm like two or three. Have you seen the one where Frank like goes down the water slide? That's
it's one of the funniest ones ever.
Charlie! And then his back is just bloody.
When he's pretending he has AIDS so he can skip the line.
Oh, yeah.
Not the gay AIDS.
Not the gay
AIDS. Got the Magic Johnson AIDS.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of, the game, and the whole point of the game is to not think of the game.
Oh, it's like don't talk about the game.
Yeah,
but I don't know what the game is.
That's all it is. So you're not supposed to think about it. So
you just
we both lost.
You dick.
And now you know how to play.
I've been playing this game perfectly for 28 years.
And now, if I ever text you like I lost, it means I thought about the game.
Oh, well, you don't have.
Then you would lose.
Because if 3 months from now you text me and said, I lost.
You'll remember.
No.
You'll remember.
No, I have a terrible memory.
The game.
Don't do that to me. Yeah.
Taylor taught me the game. I texted some of my friends yesterday and was like, I lost, just as an experiment, because I thought of it. And to see if any of them knew, like, only Jordan knew.
The game?
Mm-hmm.
He knew right off of when you said...
Yeah, but he was happy to lose because he said he was glad to have his dinosaur back that he used to play that with some of his friends at Southern.
Glad to have his...
So in Step Brothers, at the end when they're playing, like, at the Catalina Wine Mixer, Before they go to play, like, Brennan's all grown up. They're both, like, grown up. And their dad's like, you need to go up there and play. Like, back when I was a kid, I used to pretend I was a dinosaur, and I would, and he was like, and I would eat on people's plates and just, you know? Yeah. And he was like, don't lose your dinosaur.
Yeah.
So, from then on, me and my friends would
always
fantastic.
Be like. You guys, like, your friends, like, I got the privilege to see y'all all grow, but, like, the words and nicknames y'all thought of.
Great sayings that last forever.
Forever.
Yeah, like, so to this day.
I like Jai.
Yeah, Jai's great.
Yeah, Jai horse on.
Dude, that is a magnificent specimen.
Yeah, and then, like, it was so funny because we were in a meeting, me, John, and Brandon Larry, who also went to Landmark. And.
That happened after the fact at some point. I think
everybody was looking around like, Jai.
Yeah, Jai, Brandon's like, oh, this one's great because down the road some crisp Jai houses. And someone's like, I think Caitlin's like, what's Jai? And then Daniel's like, oh, I thought that was like the name of a company's name or something.
Yeah.
And it just means like big, gigantic.
Giant.
Yeah.
Some Jai houses.
But I told Taylor this story because I said the same thing after Jordan texted, glad to have my dinosaur back. She asked the same thing. What's dinosaur? And I was like, oh, it's something we used to say, like, don't lose your dinosaur. Don't give up on your dreams,
don't
basically.
Don't lose your dinosaur is a great freaking saying.
And so it got me thinking because we've been doing it for so long. So I searched my text because I know, like, people still say it. So I just searched dinosaur in it. And this is a great one from Marty. He said, point of the story being, don't get married or else they'll make you give up your dinosaur because the text
of, his dreams.
Of being a race car driver was what that text was about.
Oh, really? Shoot.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah. I wonder how far I got. Like, there's tiers that, like, I learned this from Marty. Like, you have to go through this to get to this and then this to get to this.
It's very political and you have to have a lot of money to get into it.
Well, Shane's got the money, I feel like.
Even he, I think, was you have to get like so much money, you're getting sponsorships. That's why they're all covered in stickers.
Yeah.
You get these people to sponsor you, and then you have to have ins to get in with that. Fig Newtons would be a good one.
I don't know. I can't see nothing, but I sure do love Fig Newtons.
Another one that my friends say that's an all-timer is when they were playing in the football playoffs our junior year, a team called Aquinas was gonna beat us. Like, they had it all but like won with like 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And they were cheering on the sidelines because they just won the playoff game. And then
they were cheering like they won.
Basically like they won.
Water on the head coach.
Everyone, not water on the head coach, but they were looking like we just won. And,
see ya.
And they lost. Like, I can't remember how we won, but like last second touchdown. So from then on, it was like jinxing things. Or like if you said, oh, the Braves are going to win this game, they'd just be like, God, don't go Aquinas, you know? And that is to this day, like, oh, you Aquinas, that. And the funny thing about that is the name of the school is from St. Aquinas.
You know what? So, one of y'all's that I wish didn't go away is five.
Five, I don't know.
I love five.
Nolan probably still fives.
Wasn't it like swear?
Swear to God, lie, go hell.
Yeah, that's what it was. Swear to God.
Lie, go to hell. Like, only the important words, you know, no twos. Yeah. And then Nolan also came up with seven, which was, I think, and then five.
What's seven?
It just means, like, you're pretty sure.
I never heard seven.
Though. He only said it occasionally, but you'd be like, you five it? And he'd be like, yeah, I five it. And you're like, nah, I seven it.
What is seven?
Just means, yeah, I think, I five it.
That's what he's doing with the sales right now. Tyler is hounding him.
Yeah, man, they're being ruthless. Are they talking about it right now?
No, I don't think. Not on my phone, though. But anyways, let's get to this movie. This guy's on death row, and he is possessed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. I think the movie was good,
you
but...
You should have invited Ethan to be on.
I should have. He wouldn't have come. Lives too far.
I just drew him a house. I could as leverage.
You forgot the island. Did you ever put that on there?
Forgot the island.
I saw your house plans and I said to Ethan, looks good, except for you need an island. And he said, yeah, I guess you get what you paid for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a pretty sweet deal. I gave him a full set of plans for like...
Yeah, yeah. I think he knew that. And that's why I said you get what you pay for.
I'll put a freaking island on it. I made him a border. I don't know how much to charge for this.
That's a great price. I mean,
yeah.
Normally, when the girl draws it from scratch, if I give her a plan set and she has to draw it on soft plan from scratch, it's like $750.
Oh, shit.
No, I mean, it's a good deal.
It took me like 4 hours, and I wanted to do like a deed for
you. Yeah. Works out.
Who cares? Drawing a plan for a veteran right now. Listen, I'm not a saint. Please don't call me. Please don't call me that.
Did he ever reply?
Huh?
Did he ever say anything?
He said something to Dana.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, oh, I gotta confirm with my wife or something. Else. Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Cool.
I ate dinner with the McLeans today.
Oh, really?
Kayla made oxtail, rice.
You want to come over for dinner tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sick. I didn't know you were a big dinner guy.
The only problem is, once you and Caitlin ask me to go to dinner, then Addie's going to ask me. It's not like I hate Addie, but her house is further away than I would want to go for a dinner.
It's only like 15 minutes.
How far is your house? Because I think it takes about 9 minutes to get to your house.
It does, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I actually think your next house is going to be even closer.
Yeah, I can see that, but I also hate that the railroad...
Oh, yeah, I got twice as many chances to hit it.
Yeah, same.
It would be sick if that road went all the way.
That was what I was saying.
I don't think there's a...
You turn left, once you cross the railroad, you should be able to drive down that road all the way to the other side.
Wouldn't that be sick?
But there's, like, some, like... They do, like, maintenance on that railroad track or something.
Yeah.
To where they can't...
They have a huge right-of-way.
Yeah.
It would be sick, though. You would never have to cross the railroad track to go to, like, work.
Everything.
Yeah, only to Publix. Yeah.
Publix, I still got to... Oh, man, I'm going to be crossing so many railroad tracks. What does that do to your tires?
The one cool thing is there's two entrances. So if I would probably take the one coming back from Publix if there wasn't a railroad, a train coming.
The sneaky thing about the exit that goes, like, you're going closer to Publix to exit, is that you end up inside of a school zone by the time you turn left.
Ah.
So, like, the school zone light could be shining.
Ah, you might not know.
At 35.
You'll just have to know.
So, I gotta be at 35 every freaking time I go through there. Dude, I hate school zones.
You know, when school zones...
criminal effing thing ever. When during your 12 years at school, did you ever just start, like, walking down the most populated street by your...
I don't think that's what it's about. It's about...
it's about kids.
There's increased traffic, and you don't want... All these people are turning out of it, and you don't want to cream them.
I think it's more about cars than kids.
I think it's about,
I think it's more about kids than cars.
Well, then how come the school zone's only during times when the cars are there? It's like...
also when the kids are there.
Yeah, but the kids are there all day.
Always.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kids are getting in the cars.
I think it's about the traffic. A lot of times the schools will have cops out there, like, letting them out and stuff.
Well, I mean, I deal with, like, people going 65 and turning into that lane all the time. You ever first on an interstate?
I don't know.
All of a sudden these parents, these idiot parents, can't just wait for an opening. I think the lowest a school zone should be is 45 miles per hour. Unless you're going, like, there's something about driving through a school zone at 35 miles per hour that makes 35 miles per hour seem like you're just a snail.
Well, because all the ones around here are, like, busy highways where you're supposed to be able to go 55.
Oh, Trinity? Shout out to Trinity.
No school zone?
No, school zone's 50 miles per hour, though.
They have a school zone right there?
Yeah, they have a school zone, like, around, like, the NCG on that road.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 50 miles per hour, though, so, like, that's practically how fast I go always.
Yeah.
I drove back from Hogansville today towards, like, towards Palmetto, like, my exit.
Yeah.
And I stayed in the same lane for, like, 25 miles. It was, like, either exactly on the speed limit or 5 miles below it. And I just enjoyed my time. Especially, like, everybody, like, all these people that I see, like, on single lane roads that are just, like, going 80 past me for going the speed limit.
It's crazy.
What are you in such a rush for?
Yeah.
It's 8 a.m. You want to go to your job that bad? Like, what's waiting for you over there? It's scolding? I had no idea, dude. I couldn't explain it.
I don't know. But you know when school zones are happening. So just...
no, you don't.
Yeah, it's like 7:45 to 8:30.
I mentioned this. What if you go through the first school zone 20 seconds before the school zone starts, and then by the time you get to...
you better be going 90 miles per hour then.
Yeah, you have 20 seconds. Hurry. Yeah. I think it's criminal. And it all goes back to, I guess, the counties that are enforcing these.
I don't know.
If we went to the school, I feel like I would feel better about
it. I don't know. I don't have too many problems with school zones.
I got a lot of problems.
That's just because you got in trouble in Whitesburg.
I got like three of them.
That one is frigged. And you know what my problem is with tickets? That one will pull you over during the day. It's like...
I should be able to check the time and be like, well, this wasn't even inside the school.
Yeah, but what's the problem is they just give you a ticket in the mail via camera.
Yeah.
And then there's no... I have a problem with a lot of tickets because I got one in Franklin for not wearing a seatbelt. And I was wearing it. But... because when the guy pulled me over, he's like... I was like, what's this about? I was going really slow. And he's like, you weren't wearing a seatbelt. And I was like, yes, I was. And he's like, no, you weren't. Me and my partner both agreed. And I was like... dude, when you pulled me over, I had no idea what you pulled me over for. I'm wearing it now. I distinctly did not do this after the fact. But he gave me a ticket anyway. And
really?
The tickets are like $75 or something, maybe only $50.
Yeah.
Something low enough to where you're like, well, I'm not going to waste a day going to court in Franklin, so I'll pay it.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
You dirtbag bitch.
Same thing with the school zone.
I'm pretty convinced if you're... that they don't know. So you had a little iffy situation there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty convinced they wouldn't be able to tell unless you did the motion towards your seatbelt. Like, oh shit, there's a cop.
That's how they definitely get you.
Yeah, it's the quick arm. Because I feel like I drive without a seatbelt.
The only thing...
Not often, but relatively.
I was wearing it when he pulled me over, and I didn't know what it was for.
You're positive.
Now, here's my only...
Here we go.
This is my only thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, him and his partner agreed.
Oh, man, yeah, now they got you outnumbered.
Yeah.
I was like when those... I had two homeless guys, like, stop me for money, and there were two of them and one of me.
And you had to give him money?
And I pulled out my wallet, not realizing
and that you had a lot of the time?
Cash.
Oh, no.
320s.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, come on, guys.
You guys don't need 320s?
No, it wasn't that. They're like, oh, let me hold on to one of them 20s. And I said, guys, I'm in college. I need these 20s, too. And he said, come on, man, we need them more. And I said, all right, fine.
One time I was in somewhere in Alabama coming back from Florida, and I had to get off, and it was in the most sketchy place, and this homeless dude was in. I opened up my door at this gas station, and he was right there.
Hello.
In between the door, and everyone there was super sketch, and I was like, here.
Have you ever, like, accidentally gotten your windows washed by a homeless guy, and then he's like...
I don't think so.
I've gotten my windows washed by a homeless guy. I'm like...
Thank you.
Stop. That water's dirty. One time I was stopped at a red light when I was in when we lived in Atlanta. Same thing, like that. Normally I have no cash on me. I normally won't think about it because I never have cash on me. Or mm-hmm. I have some change in like my dash, and I'll just grab like a freaking Halloween candy, like the most beast Halloween you ever had.
Yeah.
Drop it in their basket. Their plastic bag with a hole in it. But I'm sorry. But this guy, like, same thing. I gave him like $2 or $1 or something, and he like saw like all the other money, and he was like, let me get that $5. I was like, no, man.
Yeah.
Back the hell up. They get a little greedy. Homeless people are great. I love to get homeless. I feel like there's a story about a homeless, like the same thing. Shane Gillis has a funny story. A homeless, but like the East is like ketamine, and they're like just like mellow. But then like in New York, they'll like chase you. They're like on crack or something.
This movie must have been pretty low budget because it was almost all filmed just like.
I noticed that it was low budget off of the first scene.
What happened in the first scene?
The guy. Bobby Fischer, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
Jumped off the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was like Aaron Fischer or something, but I kept thinking about that. Who was Bobby Fischer?
Famous chess player.
Where was he?
I don't know.
Yeah, where was he the whole time? Playing chess?
I think the joke, they were cheering at a chess match, and so the joke is like, we're beating you in chess. Where's Bobby Fischer?
Oh, like,
y'all need some help. Y'all need Bobby Fischer.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah. I mean, who knows famous chess players?
But the first scene, Bobby Fish, like straightens out a picture. It recrookeds. He goes to the elevator. You think he's going down to go home. He goes up, jumps off the building. You see him through.
Yeah.
Which? What are the chances? I mean, for like cinema purposes, it makes sense that he would jump off.
Yeah.
And you see him for a quick
shot
through his window. But also, like, what is this? A one by one?
Yeah.
Office 100 floors up? What is, like, what do you think a guaranteed death is? If I want
that
to
one.
Jump off a building, thing I do. But how high do you think I need?
I think you need to aim head down.
No, you know, I mean, like, that's. Yeah, maybe 1 through 10.
I don't know. Imagine if you just... I think
at 10...
Didn't someone skydive and their thing didn't work and they survived?
That might be because of trees or something. People have definitely skydiven. And also, like the parachute isn't doing nothing.
You think a dead parachute's slowing you down? You think
one that's, like, tangled up has no... resistance whatsoever at the top?
Probably some, but not like...
Yeah, like, I mean, you put a plastic bag up to the air and it's got some resistance.
But a guy has survived broken parachute and skydove.
You want a skydove?
Not anymore.
Yeah, you got too much. I could still do it.
I mean, I don't think it's like, oh, I got too much to lose. I don't want to skydive anymore. My sense of adventure is gone.
Really? I feel like you should lose that weight later.
Well, like, I don't want to buy a motorcycle anymore.
I got one.
Yeah, and look how good that did.
Oh, man, both tires are
flat. You should sell it before you move.
Right.
You don't use it. Right now, it's a relic.
Franklin's going to live with me for a minute, and he's got a Grom as well. So we can just be...
There'll be one Grom that works and one that is a paperweight.
Start a biker gang of Grommers.
Evidently, the Grom is a big community of Grommers.
Yeah, we're going to start our own thing.
What are you guys going to call it? The Grommets?
That's pretty good.
Isn't that like I think that's a character in like Sesame Street.
Wilson and Grommet. Something in Grommet.
That'd be funny if that was your logo. The Grommets.
Can't give it up anymore.
It's been my dream since lunch.
Yeah, but once, like, the second I bought that motorcycle, like, Mom and Addie did it more than Mom did.
Sent you a bunch of videos of people dying.
Somebody died. I said, oh, jeez. I mean, they're, like...
Motorcycles are definitely more dangerous than skydiving.
I think I could survive skidding at 50 miles per hour. Unless I went
the right amount of skid, but you skid into the other lane, you get your head pops like a cherry tomato.
Hey, man. You can't live forever. There's been a lot more.
You can live past 30.
Powerful bikes, but I haven't ridden that thing in a year and a half, so the tires are flat and the gasoline is like turned. So you don't have to worry about it too much.
Oh, yeah, I know you're not going to ride. That's why I suggest selling it.
No. I'm going to ride.
I mean, you've owned it for like 2 years.
Yeah, well, I just got to figure out the right
option. When I owned mine, I owned it for about a month, and I was like, all right, looks like I'm not going to ride this.
Shit, my bike is actually nice.
Is it? It's got two flat tires, and the gas is turned.
But everything that Vince did to the bike was very nice.
Everything that the guy did to mine was very nice.
Wasn't there like a hole in it?
It didn't have a seat. But you could fix that.
Oh, congratulations. We are not the same. How much did you pay for yours?
$1,000.
I paid like $400 or $500.
And I knew I got a good deal because I told Ryan when I was leaving it at his house and it looked like I was going to get rid of it. I was like, hey, if you want to just sell it, I'll let you have any money you make over $1,000. And he made like $1,300.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad deal by you.
No, I just didn't. I was leaving it in his house. I felt bad about it.
You would have done 50-50, though, and you only got, like, 8.
Yeah, I told him, you can sell it. I think it's worth more than I got it for, and I'll give you whatever you make. So I just wanted my money back, and I got it back. I said, I want my money back, and you can have whatever you make. So all the profit.
Ah.
So he made, like, $200 or so.
The guy in this movie, we keep going back and forth.
Yeah, what guy?
The demon possessed. He said a line that hit pretty hard.
What was it?
He said, "He made you in His image. We reshaped you in ours."
Or yeah, like I thought this movie was good.
Damn,
I thought
ours.
Because I was like, I've always wondered. I'm like, why would the devil and demons who know they're gonna lose? Like, what's their end game?
Oh, they were like, the crucifixion was the biggest mistake we ever made.
Yeah, and then he was saying, was like...
the biggest mistake we ever made. But then we just realized that people love evil.
Yeah.
Or something like that. They kept sinning.
And his explanation for why... Because they kind of had that. And I thought it was interesting.
I thought a lot of it was interesting, but also the dialogue got old.
But that was why I was like, it was a small budget, because they were in that room like the entire time.
But I respect those movies that they keep me like interested the whole time. Like, there's movies like that where the duration of the movie takes place in like three scenes or like one. Like, I'm thinking of like the Tarantino movie with like the seven.
That's like my least favorite one.
Yeah, it sucks, but they keep it in.
Now I think we could watch that, and they do it on Netflix in like 4-part miniseries, and it might be. I heard it's a lot better like that.
Why?
Because the movie's too long, and they break it up, and they add some stuff to it, like some deleted scenes, and then
show
form. Yeah, it's like a show form, and I think I heard it's a lot better like that. Is it like the Hateful Eight? That's what it is.
There's like one that's like.
But also in that one, there's 8 characters.
With like Adam Sandler. Hateful Eight, you're still broke.
It's a joking show with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler has like a bunch of steps.
That's like the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Trying to get the right.
What do you want to watch next? I had one more on my list I sent
you. Have you been watching Invincible?
I've seen a lot of it.
What are you doing Invincible Day? You might like half the season wherever you
No, want. No, just finish the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Don't gotta do two things for one season.
Well, I mean, we're sitting here during an episode that we're supposed to be reviewing a movie talking about the next movie.
I already reviewed it. I said it was a 7.5. And I would recommend watching it. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I thought it was Christian, and
I thought it was Christian.
Yeah. I mean, even though it's mostly about a demon, Glenn Beck's in it.
Who's Glenn Beck?
He's the guy who interviews him at the end. He's like a famous news guy.
Interviews him at okay.
Interviews him about his book. That guy's famous.
Yeah, is he Republican Christian?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I've seen him around.
He used to be really popular. He also used to be, like, Dad's favorite.
I was like, oh, okay, well, that's that guy. That's old Beckham's. But I watch a lot of media about politics.
Any good new conspiracies coming out?
Yeah, well, you call them conspiracies, but makes you an idiot. That was the smartest thing they could have done.
Come up with the word conspiracy so that we all look like crazy people and you guys look like the smart guys.
Yep, and you keep doing it with, you're like, hey, man.
No.
I said the 2020 election was corrupt and you said, no, come on.
Whoa. I didn't say that there wasn't some corruption, but I don't know that, I still don't think there was enough to change the election.
How do you feel? Oh, please.
The moon landing, I could be convinced on.
Okay, here we go.
But I still think it's a conspiracy. That's still a conspiracy. And
what you
guys love to do is like something tiny, a tiny little conspiracy will come out that it was true, and you guys will be like, "See,
told ya."
And none of the big ones have come out.
It's a trickle down system.
Where's the trick?
The 95-year-old actor who just
died. Oh my gosh, you think that was Epstein?
His wife and his dog all died at the same time. Somebody
had to be like carbon.
That dude's ass.
Why?
He was in a hotel.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
How does that work in a hotel? Ventilation, that should have killed like 30 over other people.
You're in your own room.
So, are you dumb?
Are you
stupid as shit?
So, how do you think he died?
Murder.
Of what kind?
I don't know. I don't even know who this guy is.
He was the coach in Hoosiers.
When I see that...
The coach in Hoosiers is 95 years old. We gotta kill him.
The coach in Hoosiers. That's who it was.
Yeah. People, a lady, actually, I was at the mall one time with Bully, and she was like, you look just like...
The coach from Hoosiers.
I didn't... She said the guy's name, but I didn't know it. And I was like, who's that? And he's like, the coach from Hoosiers.
Bully said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, conspiracies, great thing to call them. Conspiracy theories. More like truth bombs.
You love them. You want them to just be real so you can.
I would rather them not be real.
Which ones?
All of them.
You would love it if we didn't go to the moon. Yeah, it would be the best thing that ever happened to you.
If we didn't go to the moon?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's fair. But I'm saying like the Epstein stuff and Pizzagate, you definitely don't want that to exist.
Who was it? FDR?
What about it?
When the moon landing was happening?
No.
Who was it at? Oh, it was Ronald Reagan.
Was it? No.
It was
in 1969, not 1968, but the year after that.
What was that?
It's a song from Even Stevens. It's how I remember when the moon landing was.
Really?
We went to the moon in 1969, not 1968, but the year after that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Now you remember. And I think Reagan was in the 70s.
The ocean blue.
1492.
Yeah.
I'm a big Columbus Day guy, too, because it's my birthday.
Columbus Day is on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Big Columbus guy over here.
Big Columbus
Whoa.
Guy. Anti-Indian.
I've seen some, like...
Just kidding.
This is not controversial, but, like, there's, like, some stuff going on Twitter right now where, like, black people are claiming that they are Native Americans. And, like, they're looking back at, like... Native Americans with, like, curly hair, and they're like, look, like, we're not even African anymore.
We're Native Americans.
And I'm like, y'all better be careful. Because the second that y'all turn Native American, the whole slavery thing has to go right out the window. Yeah. Like, we took y'all's land, but we've done that to a lot of people.
Yeah, everyone did that always.
Yeah. Everybody always talks about that. I saw this guy bitching about, like, I mean, all of these videos are, like, at least from my point of view, is, like, somebody on the right, thank God it's not me, because I couldn't do this. Like,
yeah.
They, like, have facts. They're like, oh, well,
yeah.
Actually, this happened, and you're wrong. I would be like, what do you mean by that? I don't know. But they're, like, in Texas, and they're having this whole protest, and this guy's pretty much starting off being like, why are y'all protesting about your love for Mexico? Why don't you just go back?
Yeah.
And they're like, I actually don't want to have this conversation. And he's like, okay, I'll go to the next one. And it's like this next guy goes up and he's like, you're standing, this like Hispanic dude like goes up to this guy and he's a liberal. And he's like, you're standing on Hispanic soil. Like, people lost their lives here. And he was like, actually, well, Texas was an independent state until like yada happened. And then that's when they, like, separated from Mexico and decided to, like, join the United States. And then this guy just started, like, blasting him with, like, just, like, expletives, like, calling him a goat effer and stuff like that.
Wow.
Just, like, he knew he lost the battle. And then all of a sudden he leaves.
Yeah.
But you see those videos and then you're like, man, why do people still think the way?
Yeah.
There's a couple of people that I just think delusion in the media. Social media has ruined people.
Yeah.
Maybe it's ruined me, but I mean, conspiracy theories, if you think I'm a nut job, conspiracy theories, then I got good company. Because my mom is more nuts than I am. Yeah. So I'll just hang out with mom.
But does mom ever say something too nuts and you're like,
oh, all the time.
You're like, come on, mom.
Mom says shit all the time in the family.
So, and she'll be like, come on, Zach.
Yeah, and I'll be like, exactly. Yeah. So me and mom are not equals. Mom's a little more conspiracy heavy than I am.
Yeah.
Because she'll be like, she said Emily Ratajkowski was a dude.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen. So I was like,
you're a flamer. Oh, man.
I gotta think about this.
I almost sent you this hilarious video. It was about.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah. It was about. It's this comedian. I see him around lately. Hangs out with, like, Shane Gillis and them. New young guy.
Tony?
Not Tony. Not as famous as him. But anyways, he was talking about being on a show with that girl from Modern Family, the oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And he said that she was just such a chotch. He was on a movie with her, and she was like one of the two stars. I think the other one was Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
And she was just a chotch on it, and she would be like, Jim, there's extras eating from the food table or whatever.
Like the mains.
Yeah. And he said that she was just obnoxious and she was getting on his nerves, and one day she would be, she was like, hey, Sarah, come check out this, this, new trailer from Dumbo. And he said, and everyone there was like upper ass. So everyone's like gathered around watching the new trailer for Dumbo. And he said, she just puts on the scene where she's like tearing up by the trailer and like trying to make it seem like she's so, you know,
I would love to be able to,
and he said, he said that as soon as it was over, she's like crying, and he says that she's like trying to make it look like she's all deep or whatever. And he goes, ha, that's pretty gay.
I would like, I like, if we ever got into a platform, like, let's say,
ruined her moment,
hypothetically, movie night takes off to a point where we could interview these people. I don't know how far I would get, because I feel like I would just be like, once people start spouting their shit like that, being like, talking about some films, like, you see A-list actors being like, Shakala, what's your three favorite movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the name stuff from, like, the 70s that you've never heard of, and you're like, yeah, okay, go after, come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Master of Disguise.
Well, I don't think you gotta worry about that.
Yeah. We'll see. Promoting. You wanna play my game?
Yeah, yeah. This movie's good. I would, I'd recommend it. What's wrong with your elbow?
That is the Dickens. I have a scar on.
How come mine always freezes?
Cause you just make too much move.
No, no, you flail.
Wrapping up the podcast there, brother. I'll be on in 10. Yeah. No, I'm live. You got anything to say to the audience? Alright. Alright, let's do our draft. What? How'd you do this?
I just picked the best people in the Bible.
All right, you go first.
Oh gosh, it's yours all.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
All right, so what did you? What is the title of it?
Bible draft.
Bible draft.
Yeah.
So
I was looking for cool guys.
Yeah, cool guys in the Bible.
Bible draft.
Okay, let's. How about like this? Guys, you would want to be.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now, God and JC are off the table.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go 1-1. Moses.
Moses.
He wrote like half the Old Testament. He could do all sorts of cool tricks. He started off as Pharaoh's child, adopted son.
He was number 4 on my list.
That's a big miss.
Yeah. Well, then I feel like I'm going to make a big miss here. But I want to take it off the board because I know you have to have him.
With the jacked guy?
Samson.
Yeah, I knew you'd have him. I think Samson's beast. Now, he did a lot of cool stuff. He killed a lion with his bare hands. He also killed, and like,
ripped down the freaking
column. But he was always getting in trouble over ladies.
Yeah.
Let a lady cut his hair.
Yeah. Number one. Yeah.
He also, like, killed, like, an army of like 1,000 dudes with like the jaw of a donkey.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Beast.
Yeah. I'm gonna go David. David versus Goliath. David wrote a lot of the Bible. God loved him a lot.
A lot.
A lot. He said that you're gonna rule Israel, and so is your family forever.
I said this before when I was making my list that if you picked David, I was gonna pick Goliath. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
But David's a pimp. He was my number 2. I'm gonna go Noah.
That's a great one. He's my number 3.
From a man in construction, this man built an ark that's bigger than anything you could imagine.
Also, like, the amount of faith to do that when it's not raining, and
my goodness.
What did he even do for, like, money? And I mean, I'm certain his whole life
was provided.
Yeah.
You didn't have a mill house.
But what did he do to eat? All he did was spend all of his time building an ark.
I don't feel like money was like it was. He probably just had like a big old barrel of porridge and he just.
Imagine if you built this ark and then
he slaughtered like.
I'm sure he did.
I was like, oh, I gotta. Lambs.
Well, they didn't show up till the end. Yeah, but imagine when they did show up, when you were like...
Well, in Heaven Almighty, they help him build that.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah. I don't think anybody else would say that, but I enjoyed it. I think the last...
Except for, I think it's about... I think Heaven Almighty is about...
A little blasphemous.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's also like anti-construction.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea.
F you guys.
Yeah, the whole thing's like, you gotta make this arc because this dam's gonna explode, and then you need to stop this construction from happening.
No.
No.
We keep building.
Yeah, we build.
Build a house on a freaking dam if I had to.
People need somewhere to live, Chief. Yeah, that wouldn't have been... God, when I built that arc. I'll go Paul. Saul became Paul.
Saul became Paul.
Wrote most of the New Testament. Yeah. Used to kill Christians. Decided not for me anymore.
Yeah. He went through some... Wasn't he blind for a minute? Tribulation?
He was blind for like a few days. God blinded him until he changed his ways.
Off of that, I'm going to go Job.
That's a good one.
Lost everything.
Yeah. But got more back. Yeah. But you know, at the end... So he loses his whole family, all of his kids and wife. And then God gives him a new one.
Yeah.
It's like, see, old family.
Way odder.
You know, the whole book of Job is all of his friends telling him, like, dude, you need to repent. You did something bad. And he's like, no, I didn't. I don't know why this is happening to me. And they're like, no, you did. You need to repent.
Really?
It's like that the whole time. And then the end.
Have you read the whole book?
Yeah. At the end,
man, I gotta start reading.
God smites his friend, said, you need better friends. I'm doing this because it's
God
what.
God killed them all?
I don't think he killed them.
Smite?
Smoten. I don't think smite means you're dead.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, he gets on to him.
Hey, guys, that's not cool.
He's like, you guys are bad friends. You don't know what you're talking about. I did this because I wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's all you gotta know. Yeah.
All right, I'm
going to... Whoa, you just went Job.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Peter. Walks on water. Got crucified upside down because he didn't feel like he should die the way Jesus died.
Wasn't that the same guy that... Oh, that was...
Also, if you watch
Peter
The Chosen...
Douche, didn't he get a bag of silver or something? Who was that?
Judas.
No, I thought there
was Judas is a silver guy.
That.
Now, on the day...
Silver.
No, just Judas. But on the day that Jesus was turned over to... get crucified, he told Peter that you will deny me three times
there
today before the rooster crows. And he was like, no, I won't. I'm following you till death. And then when S hit the fan, he denied him three times and then the rooster crowed and then he had a mentee B.
Yeah, that's why he got...
No, he turned good again. He walked on water, too.
All right, I'll do Enoch.
Oh, who we got there?
He was so beast, he didn't even die. God just sent him up to heaven.
Really? What was he? What is he so beast at?
I don't know.
he just went straight to heaven?
He did not die. God just said, all right, your time is up.
Oop. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he should probably be higher up. What a steal.
I'm going to go Joseph with the dream coat.
Oh, yeah.
He,
rainbow.
Yeah.
Before it was homosexual.
No, I think it was like a pretty dom coat. His dad was like, here you go, here's a sick coat. And then all of his older brothers were like, what the heck, dad?
Where's my coat?
Yeah. And then he was having dreams that were like, one day I'm going to rule and you guys are all going to bow down to me.
And he was telling his brothers that. Yeah, dude. That's kind of dude.
Yeah, and so they were like, this guy sucks. Then they threw him into a pit and they were going to kill him.
I'm going to believe him. And then they ask him.
Sold him to slavery, and then he worked his way. He went to prison, worked his way up into Pharaoh's like right hand man.
Yeah.
All of his brothers come back, ask him for food during the famine, and he was pissed. And then he made him go back and get their dad, and then he told him who he was and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty beast. They have a movie about that.
I remember the movie.
Now the Moses movie is one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
The Joseph one's also good. Worth a watch.
I'm going to do Mother Mary.
That's a good one.
Steal.
Yeah, that is a steal. But I am going to go back-to-back Joseph's. Jesus' dad, Joseph. Imagine this. you just get told that the girl you're gonna marry is pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is from God.
It was from the cloud.
And she's like,
yeah, I got pregnant from the
cloud. I'm pregnant. It's not, obviously it's not yours because we haven't done it, but it's also not anybody else's.
Because I haven't done it with nobody.
And you're gonna stay with me.
Right.
Yeah, dude, imagine. And I also feel like he gets kind of like pushed aside because Jesus will always be like, my father. And they'll be like, Joseph. He's like, no, dude, my real father.
No.
You know?
G-O-D.
They're like, are you talking about Joseph? He's like, oh, who? Oh,
right. You're my stepdad. Yeah.
So Joseph probably was a pretty chill dude.
The guy with the drinking problem. You know how many times he made me turn water into wine?
Also, I think Joseph was probably a carpenter who taught Jesus how to be a carpenter.
You think?
And the chosen he is. And the chosen he is. Oh, but okay. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He went to the family biz.
You got any more?
In both ways. I got Elijah. He was a prophet in the Old Testament. He did some sick trolling against the people who were worshiping Baal. They had like 300 prophets, and then he had just him, and they were talking about whose God was better. And he would be like,
check it.
They're like, if your God is real, then catch that on fire.
I remember that.
And then he like soaked his in water and caught it on fire.
Yeah.
And then he like creamed him, but then he ran off scared because he thought he was going to die. But He turned it back around. And then John the Baptist is supposed to be Elijah reincarnated. So he must have been pretty dumb to give him another go at it.
Reincarnation.
I mean, I don't know. They say that John the Baptist, Elijah was going to come back, and that's who John the Baptist is. I don't really get it.
So now we got reincarnation.
Just if you were,
if you're that beast.
If you're really beast.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what I come back as. I did Adam.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Really wasn't his fault. He was on the earth for 3 days and he didn't know that he had to keep an eye on his woman.
So. Yeah, now we've learned.
Yeah, let him go too far.
I bet he looked like an absolute specimen, too.
Oh, you think he was hunk? He's got to be hunk.
I thought you said hung at first, and like that's not what I was. That's not what I was thinking, but probably. Yeah. I mean, it was probably massive. I mean,
I was like, I
he probably had to use an elephant ear.
God was like, maybe four, maybe eight. Oh, I don't give an inch.
I think he was probably like 7 feet tall, absolutely jacked.
Yeah,
like could probably like
Henry Cavill.
Wrestle. Oh yeah,
an Adam.
Yeah. I got Solomon. He was the wisest dude. Wrote a lot of the Bible. Now, he had 700 wives and 300 girlfriends.
Hell yeah, Solomon.
What do you even do with that?
Like, talk to him on weekends or something.
Yeah, dude, like,
that'd be exhausting.
And you probably got
a cell phone.
You probably
could
still
you imagine having 700 wives, 300 girlfriends, and a cell phone. I would want to kill myself.
Yeah. Now, he got in trouble for that because David's line was supposed to rule forever, but Solomon and all of his going away from the Lord and having all those wives and girlfriends led him astray.
Yeah.
And he was the wisest man of all time. And so that's when Israel fell. Split into two.
My last one is Abel. I feel like he didn't have enough of a chance.
That's true.
He was a hell of a guy.
He really was.
And Cain just went out there and just wrecked him. This wasn't cool.
I
couldn't imagine killing you, and I threatened you with knives and...
Yeah. I wonder if that time that you were walking around with a knife, if I had come out of hiding.
I don't think I would.
If you would have...
Well, I'm glad I didn't hide you.
If you would have caned me.
I chased you around with knives a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was always when I lost the fight.
Yeah.
I know how I can win. Grab the biggest knife I can find.
I got Lazarus. Came back from the dead. Jesus raised him from the dead. And also, he must have been pretty good friends with Jesus for him to be like, all right, this one's not going. Yeah, we got to bring back Laz. Yeah. He's great in the show, too.
Yeah. Oh, so he's in the show.
Yeah.
All the disciples?
All the disciples.
Heck yeah. All right.
Well, and then I got John the Baptist. John the Baptist is in the show, and honestly, I don't know. Like, if you, he was basically like a homeless dude. I could see people being like, I'm not going to listen to that guy, you know? But
he looked gross.
I mean, all he did was, like, his whole life, he ate locusts in the Bible. That's what he said. He would eat locusts and honey. Like, he was like a homeless guy that dedicated his whole life to preaching on the street. Imagine a homeless preacher. Yeah. How would you be able to tell the difference between one you're supposed to listen to and, you know?
Oh, man. Don't look at him.
Yeah, that's what, like, you know?
Yeah, it's nuts. I couldn't do it. I wish I could.
You'll love the Jesus in the show.
Love him.
You'll be like, wow, Jesus is really cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll start it today.
Yeah, it's great. I think.
What's it on?
I think season one's on Netflix. Then the rest are on Amazon Prime.
Surprise Netflix.
Now, Amazon Prime, I got commercial one. You got to pay like an arm and a leg.
The most criminal thing was when mom and dad paid for Hulu Live and they still had ads.
Yeah.
And like,
dude, they do that.
Like $70 a month, maybe. Like,
yeah.
$60, $70 a month. And you have to pay more than that.
Yeah.
To get it without ads. You guys can go F yourself.
I wanted to watch something on Peacock.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was like, oh, it's on Peacock. It might have even been this movie that sold me on Peacock. I looked up Peacock and it was like normally $100 a year. You can get it this right now for $30 this first year. Yeah. For a year. That's like Netflix every month.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang, I'm on the cock. So I got it.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I have it, and I might enjoy it. Who knows?
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got prior obligations. Whoa. I thought you were looking at me like this, but your camera's just